The first reading today, we hear about the just man who will give his heart to resort early to the Lord his Maker and will pray in the sight of the Most High. That is the foundation which is an absolute necessity for each and every one of us. We must be people of prayer, first and foremost. And it goes on to explain why, because it pleases the Lord, he will fill him with the spirit of understanding, he'll pour forth his words and wisdom, and so on. But we have to understand, the man whose feast we celebrate today, relatively unknown by most Catholics today, which is really sad, he is known in the church as the theologian. The theologian. The one who is above all the rest, and nobody's ever even heard of him. He, along with Gregory of Nyssa and Basil the Great, are the ones who, for the most part, worked out the theology of the Trinity. St. Gregory Nazianzen is the one who said, a theologian's ability is equal to the depth of his prayer. That is the most important thing that any of us can hear. A theologian's ability is equal to the depth of his prayer. Not how many books he's read, not how many classes he took. It's equal to the depth of his prayer. And I say that that's so important for all of us because we're not all called to be theologians. We are all called to be just, to be righteous. And so if we want to have insight into the Lord, it is going to come only through prayer. Again, we look at somebody like Saint Bernadette, who had no education to speak of, and yet her prayer was so profound that when the theologians came to question her about all the different things with Our Lady, her answers baffled them. She had no education and she blew them away because she knew Jesus and Mary. She didn't know about Jesus and Mary. She knew them. And because she knew them, she had insight into the very depth of who they are and consequently could explain things that the theologians couldn't understand because all they did is know about them. Oh, they had read hundreds of books and they had taken all their classes and they had written their doctoral dissertations and all. They were really smart people, but they didn't have a prayer life of any depth. And they didn't understand. They couldn't figure out what this little uneducated girl was talking about because they didn't have a prayer life. So you don't have to have a ton of education. You don't have to have read hundreds of theological treatises. You need to know the Lord. And there is only one way to know the Lord, and that is prayer. Why is this so important? Not because, like St. Gregory, you are called to be the theologian in the church. No, in fact, something far greater. Because the Lord said, you are the light of the world. And a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. You are the salt of the earth. So the Lord has started a fire in you that started on the day that you were baptized. And he doesn't want it under a bushel basket. He wants it up on a lampstand where it's going to give light to everyone in the house. Now, when St. Augustine was in the process of his conversion, and he was talking with some of his friends, and they were all considering these questions about Christianity, what did St. Augustine say? He said, let's go and talk to my mother. Because she's baptized. Not because she's written or read all kinds of theology, because she is baptized. Because she has the wisdom of Christ, because she's a member of Christ, and therefore she can be the light. She can shed light upon these questions. Well, if that's the case, you are baptized. You're a member of Jesus Christ. You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. But the only way is to know him and to love him. And that will only happen through prayer. Oh, sure, we can listen to some of these guys who basically lead a pep rally. And boy, isn't Jesus cool. And wow, we can just be all so filled with emotion. Big deal. The emotions are going to change in a few minutes. The Lord doesn't change. The truth doesn't change. And we want to know that truth. Because the truth is a person, and we want to know that person so that we can love that person, so that we can serve that person. That's what this is about. So while we can all be impressed by somebody like a St. Gregory with what he taught about the Trinity, as well as other theological things, you have to remember he only knew about the Trinity because of his prayer life. He didn't read that in a book because there wasn't a book yet. He had to pray. He had to seek union with the Holy Trinity. And he had to allow the Lord to reveal himself to St. Gregory so that St. Gregory then could work through all of these things and explain them for the rest of us. That's how profound this man's spiritual life was. And that's not just for a few, as we've talked about many, many times. The Lord didn't say, for those few of you who are called to real holiness, you can be the light of the world. No, he didn't say that. He said, you all are the light of the world. Meaning all of us are called to that kind of union with him. All of us are called to know him and to allow him to shine through us. That is something that every single one of us is capable of. There is absolutely no one here who can say, I can't do that. By ourselves, no, we can't. By the grace of God, we can. But we have to dispose ourselves to it. We have to make the effort to do it. That's where the challenge comes. Because we have to say, this is going to be the priority in my life. And everything else is going to revolve around that. As we go along, if we're honest, and that really is the priority in our lives, then we're going to let things go. We're going to simplify. We're going to get more focused. We're going to be thought to be foolish because we don't fit with the world anymore. We have choices then to make. Are we going to be detached from these things that are so important? Are we going to let certain friends go because they really aren't friends because they're dragging me down instead of lifting me up? Am I really willing to be different from all these other people around me? Am I willing to be rejected by them? Am I willing to be sneered at and talked about because I'm different and I'm weird or whatever it is? Those are hard things. That's what all the saints had to decide. Thankfully, they decided correctly. They're the ones that give us the example and teach us. So that's what we all want to be able to strive for and to continue in that life of prayer, no matter what. As I told you the other day, it didn't matter who was going to be elected pope. God wants your heart. God wants you to pray. God wants you to be a saint, no matter what. So what about this poor man who just got elected pope? Pray for him. Feel sorry for the poor guy. Who'd want that? In the world that we've got right now, who would want that job? Yuck. What can we say? Let him prove himself. That's what I say. Oh, you can look at all the pundits and these guys who are good guys are saying, oh, look at all the reason for hope. And these guys who are good guys are saying, oh my goodness, this is a disaster, this is horrible, look what's going on. Let him prove himself. Don't worry about what everybody is saying. Because we've all been in situations where people have been raised through the ranks, and this is the way they are until they get in charge. And then we see the reality come out. So let's give them an opportunity. Let's not make any judgments. Let's not make any assumptions. Let's just pray for him. Trust him to the Lord. Let him prove himself. With time, we will know. In the meantime, what we read in the readings today is what we have to be about: prayer. Regardless of what goes on in Rome or outside of Rome, God wants you to be a saint. God wants you to be the light of the world. And there is only one way to do it. That is union with Jesus Christ, to know him, to love him, to serve him.